Turning Point is brought to you by PC Wealth Management of Morgan Stanley Smith Barney and the law firm of Duffy & Duffy, protecting the victims of medical error.
Welcome to Turning Point. Our special guest tonight is Dina Lohan.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Nice to meet you.
I didn't say anything. We didn't say controversial. We didn't say anything. But let's jump right into it. You are controversial, right? You're a subject of conversation all over tabloids.
I believe the tabloids spin that. Obviously, you know, I'm a mom from Long Island. I'm a single parent raising four children, and one happens to be a celebrity who's very talented, who's very public. Which makes, you know, I've been in the entertainment field before Lindsay was even born. I was a dancer from, you know, on Long Island in New York, Manhattan. So I've been in this business forever. My mother was on soaps on the radio way back before they were even,
you know,
on television. Yeah, my cousins are dancers. One of my cousins was in Ringling Brothers Circus. So, you know, she owns two dance studios. So we've always been in the entertainment field. So I think that's the number one misconception that, you know, like I'm this mom that pushed Lindsay. I used to drag her to
dance classes.
The
stage mom
going
wild.
Yeah, I think that just came about with a mother years ago that maybe was a stage mom and, you know, and pushed their child. But that certainly wasn't me, you know. Lindsay loves it. My other children are in the business as well, and that's what I do. You know, if I were an attorney, in my next life, I will be. I'd be practicing law, you know, as opposed to entertainment. But this is what I've always done.
Would you rather practice law than do what you do now?
You know, there'd been times when I look at my attorney, who's Stephanie Avati, is sitting in the room right now. But you know, it's. There's a lot more power on the other side. And since the tabloids came about, they've become so fast and furious that you can't even keep up with them. They're weekly. You know, when I was in the business, it was only like we would read Vogue or People was the only real tabloid, and they weren't evil. You know, it's gotten that the stories are so untrue. And they're taken from a source or a friend. You know, who is that? I don't have any friends that write negative things about me. They're not my friends, certainly, nor my daughters, you know. So it's a different time. You know, it's hurtful more than anything. People think it doesn't hurt us, and we're immune to that. But we're certainly human like anyone else, you know.
Was the bullying related to the notoriety or the fame?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Even my older son, Michael, when he was in school and Lindsay was starting out, guys would hold up pictures of his sister. You know, he'd want to go punch him out, you know, it's his sister. You know, just what any brother, protected brother would do. I have four children, not just one, you know. Yeah. Age ranges from 25 to 15, so. And I'm a single mom.
How many of them are in entertainment?
All of them have been throughout the years. They've all been Ford models, and I'm going to be producing a film with my son Michael, starring him, here on Long Island, actually, called Growing Defiant. Allie has been in the field forever. We did our own reality show called Living Lohan. We were all in that, and we've always all just been in this business.
Paparazzi, you must deal with that constantly.
Oh my gosh.
Have you had any nightmarish?
We've had, you know, when the tabloids first started, I believe it was the group, I think it was like Lindsay's age group, Jessica Simpson, her sister, Paris, Lindsay, that whole category of now they're about 25, 30-year-olds now. But at the time, they were 16, 17, 18. And that's when all these weeklies came out. We never had Life and Style and all these magazines, you know. So, you know, the Inquirer was the only one that I knew of at the time. But they didn't bother children, you know, and they were minor children. So we would be chased in cars up the canyon. They would cut us off. They would, you know, act like their foot got run over when it certainly didn't. Just to set, they'll set you up now, which is, it's criminal, I feel. We should have a stalker law in New York State, which we don't. Other states do have that.
Do you have regrets about going into the business? Is there ever?
I certainly don't have regrets. I'm not that type person. We have been really hurt, though, and it's, you know, they just have to let us be. And you know, actors should be allowed to have a personal life as well. Obviously, you get into this business, you're going to be public. But, you know, when they're shooting, you know, these other young stars' children when they're at the playground, I think that's crossing the line. I think there should be a little bit of, boundaries. Yeah, there's no boundary set at all.
You could always do what Demi Moore did, right? And then she moved to somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, but, you know, why should, you know, they'd say to me, well, why is Lindsay driving her car if they're chasing her? Well, my daughter worked really hard to buy a really nice car. You know, we weren't born millionaires. You know, we work really hard. I'm a single mom. I pay my own bills. I get no child support. You know,
that's interesting. Why don't you get child support?
You know, I'm going back to court again.
I got you. Okay.
So, you know, and he's public and makes a lot of money. And I don't, you know, we'll figure that's for the judge to decide.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk more about the business and people getting involved, child stars and so forth. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Dina Lohan.
You know, I'm starting my own management company with other children, wide age range, you know, from young to upwards of 25, even reality stars, older women that don't understand the business.
Turning Point is brought to you by PC Wealth Management of Morgan Stanley Smith Barney and the law firm of Duffy & Duffy, protecting the victims of medical error. The Turning Point is brought to you by Smith DeGroat Real Estate, serving the tri-state area since 1955, and CAI, Insurance Solutions since 1961, on the web at www.conferenceny.com.
We're back here at Turning Point, and our special guest is Dina Lohan. Dina, we were talking about child stars and the careers of child stars, and you feel like you can help them. You've certainly been through a lot, good and bad. What's your next move as far as that?
You know, I'm starting my own management company with other children, wide age range, you know, from young to upwards of 25, even reality stars, older women that don't understand the business because, you know, there's really no laws in reality. There's no Coogan Law. There's no union in reality, you know, I'm in, you know, SAG and AFTRA, so at least you're protected. There's no protection, really, on these reality shows. I did a reality show myself, and I was executive producer. Because I wanted control of that, and I understood that. And a lot of these young children, you know, even Jersey Shore and even the Housewives, you know, they when you get into it, you think, wow, I'm going to be on TV, but it's, you don't know how they're going to set you up or to fall or to make you look different than whom you really are as a person, you know, and we've all seen that happen. I'm from a different time. I'm pre-reality. You know, Lindsay worked really hard. She started with me in commercials and then soaps and, you know, and then it was a gradual progression. And then when she did her film, you know, she actually is an actress. That's what she does. We didn't know this whole reality. She was on Another World, a soap opera. She's done a couple of commercials with me, over 60 commercials, actually.
Do you remember her first big check? The first big check that she got?
No.
Commercial, it must have been a...
Well, it went into a block trust, so until she was 18, and then I split companies with her, and she got... We created her own company, so it all went to Lindsay, unbeknownst to what my ex is saying. I stole all her money. I mean, that's just such a fallacy, but I want to clear that up right now. But I don't remember, I guess... That's for sure. I think it was Herbie, the Disney movie.
Yeah, well, she was a little older at that point, right?
Yeah.
She was,
I mean, Freaky Friday did very well. I mean, all Lindsay's movies have done really well. She had a great eclectic group of actors. You know, she's worked with the best. Meryl Streep, who's very supportive of her. Jamie Lee Curtis is a doll. She's worked with such wonderful... Jane Fonda, they're all looking out for her now because they weren't targeted like these kids were when they were younger. You know, they didn't go into their lives like they're going into their personal lives. They didn't get followed with cameras. You know, one or two of them did in the day, but it was very minuscule. It wasn't like it is now.
When we come back, we're gonna ask Dina Lohan the biggest misconception of her and her family and see if she'll clear it up. We'll be back. Let's go back to the reality show that you had, Living Lohan. What was the experience like? I'm gonna put your younger daughter in the spotlight and she enjoyed it?
The Turning Point is brought to you by Smith DeGroat Real Estate, serving the tri-state area since 1955, and CAI, Insurance Solutions since 1961, on the web at www.conferenceny.com. New York's Auto Giant and Herman Katz, Kanjimi and Klein, property tax attorneys and advisors.
We are back with Turning Point with our special guest, Dina Lohan. Dina, before the break, we were talking about misconceptions of you and your family. Laid out here, let clear the air.
Oh, gosh, one of the biggest misconceptions, I would say that we live in Hollywood. We certainly don't. I live on Long Island. My son's in a Catholic school out here on Long Island, and I have to pick him up at a soccer game at 5 o'clock, so I don't know what time it is right now, but I'm kind of rushing. And that's, we live a normal life, and we're entertainers, and we entertain, and we certainly don't do it for press or tabloids or ridicule or, you know, Lindsay's made so many people happy with her film, and I was a dancer, and I love being on stage performing, and that's what I've done, and you know, Allie's modeling now, and we just love what we do. It's just, and we have to work. I have to pay the bills. I have to, you know, I'm a working mom, single mom, so I have to work as well.
And, I mean, you get brutalized in the press, but let me ask you this. Is there something that you've done that you wish you hadn't done? Something you can take back, take some responsibility for?
I think everything I've done is a learning experience for me, so I don't really look backwards. I always am a positive thinker, so I go forward. So I don't really think so.
Let's go back to the reality show that you had, Living Lohan. Mm-hmm. What was the experience like? I'm going to put your younger daughter in the spotlight, and she enjoyed it?
It was very odd for us. The reason why I did it was to fix the misconception of the public. And I was executive producer, so I had a lot of control with Bina Murray, who was wonderful. They do the Kardashian show as well. But they wanted me to do, at one point they wanted me to do things that we ended it because, you know, they wanted us to go a little off track that we wanted to do, almost kind of set up the reality. And I didn't want to do that because that's not why I got into doing it.
On a reality show, the producers of that show are hoping for hardship. Basically, right? They're hoping that Lindsay gets into trouble. They're hoping that Allie gets into. They hope that you have a fight with Michael and that something happens. That's good TV for them. That's disturbing, right?
That you. For me personally, other people may like that. You know, that's you've seen other shows that's all they do. You know, and that's what worries me about the younger kids getting into that because they don't know the game yet, and they'll just sign a contract or they'll just say okay, and let me take advantage of. And that bothers me as a mother first. And knowing the business and managing them, I could steer them in the right direction, and that's what I'd like to do.
What kind of street response do you get? Do you have people heckling you on the street or cheering
Actually,
you on?
Actually, this is a really, really good question because I only have positive response. So many younger children, you know, I got caught up in reading all the negativity, and publicists would send it to me, and I'd be, like, crying, and you know, a friend of mine said, you know, put it in your rearview mirror, and I said, well, you know what? It's also, there's an Italian expression, if you throw enough pasta on the ceiling, something's going to stick. Well, if you have enough negativity and subliminal seduction, people are going to believe some of it. And that's what hurts us. So if I can change that and not listen to it, but I certainly need to do shows like this to educate. Because without me speaking personally, no one's going to know. No one's going to know who we are. And they're going to, now at least I have a voice, and now they can judge me. Whatever they want to think, they can think, and that's fair.
You mentioned off camera about Michael Jackson's death, that there was a tweet coming from Dina Lohan, and you had...
I think it was on Access Hollywood, or I believe it was Access Hollywood.
Well, let me
Hollywood
finish. You didn't have a Twitter account at the time.
I didn't have a Twitter account. Thank God it was positive, because we'll get death threats. I loved Michael Jackson. It was horrific what happened to him, but God forbid it was something negative. I had to... My Twitter, my son set it up for me, and they helped me with that, because I'm... I have to educate myself more in that area because I try to stay away from all of that. I had to have at Real Dina Lohan because there's a woman out there with my name that has 17,000 followers that I now have to go to a company to get all the fake me's off. And it's not just myself, it's my children, you know, it's other people's celebrity, you know, they're young people. It's fraud, it's fraudulent.
Well, no question about that.
There's no law on the internet.
Identity theft.
Yeah. But it's very difficult to prove.
We'll be back with Dina Lohan. Is she growing through the adversity?
Tremendously. It's been hard, but we're going to be okay. We're like the little engine that could.
Turning Point with Frank McKay is brought to you by Atlantic Honda, New York's auto giant, and Herman Katz, Kanjimi and Klein, property tax attorneys and advisors. Turning Point is brought to you by PC Wealth Management of Morgan Stanley Smith Barney and the law firm of Duffy & Duffy, protecting the victims of medical error.
Welcome back to Turning Point. We're here for our final few minutes with Dina Lohan. Dina, what was the turning point in Lindsay's career?
Oh, gosh, the turning point as far as, I think, getting away from the negative press, which she was going through. She was with an agency that kind of stopped believing her at the time. And they were, like, listening to, you know, Hollywood's a very, very tough town, and it's a very small town. And you have to know how to play Hollywood. Just like any other, if you're a lawyer and you're in a firm, you have to understand the dynamics of that. So I opted to take her one day quickly from one agency to another, who put her in, got away from blockbuster films, put her in indie films, and, you know, that's where she got to work with the Meryl Streeps, and let her acting, not a lot of money at all, but just she could work her craft. And that was the turning point in her career, which showed people, I mean, she was amazing in Parent Trap and all the big blockbuster films she did, but it was a machine, you know, and Disney was wonderful to her, but she got to work then with Meryl Streep, you know, Jane Fonda, and she just got to work with so many other, such an eclectic group of old-time actors that really, really appreciate the craft and not all this other garbage, I'll call it.
Is she growing through the adversity?
Tremendously. It's been hard, but we're going to be okay. We're like the little engine that could. I said, I'm not going to read Cinderella to my grandchildren when I have them one day. I'm going to read the little train that could, because you have to keep moving forward. You can't live in the past. It's just not going to...
Are you an optimist?
Diehard optimist.
Well, you're a mom.
Almost to a fault, I think.
Well, you're a mom. Maybe. So this is a tough question, especially an optimistic mom. Do you predict a happy ending with Lindsay?
That's a very odd question, but I predict a happy ending for all of us in the world. You know, I guess I am a really big optimist.
Yeah.
That's the only way I was raised to think, so.
And listen, it was great having you.
Thank you.
We loved having you. You're wonderful. And we'll hopefully have you soon.
God bless.
Our special guest today on Turning Point has been Dina Lohan, mother of Lindsay Lohan. And she is going into the child star producing business once again, and you'll be managing the next Lindsay Lohan somewhere along the line. Thanks for joining us.